From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is facing a battle within his own party over the tax cut deal he made with Republicans. As NPR's David Wellner reports, two Senate leaders clearly disagree on whether the deal is final.
Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says his fellow Democrats have what he calls wide-ranging concerns over the deal struck between President Obama and Republican leaders. Reid says ultimately that deal is only a framework.
It's something that's not done yet. Let's make that clear. We're working through all this.
But for Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, it's a done deal.
The agreement is essentially final. Senator Reid and I will have to discuss procedurally how we go forward. And as you know, in the Senate, that requires a pretty broad agreement as to how you go forward.
Already one senator, Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders, is saying he'll block the tax deal with a filibuster, if that's what it takes to stop it. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
A federal judge has thrown out a case that would have stopped the U.S. government from targeting an American-born radical cleric linked to terrorism. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports that the case was aimed at getting Anwar al-Awlaki off the CIA's captured or kill list.
Lawyers from the ACLU had argued that putting an American on the CIA's target list flouted both international law and the U.S. Constitution. The government argued that al-Awlaki's father, who brought the case against the government, didn't have the standing to do so. Al-Awlaki, they said, could bring the case himself. U.S. District Judge John Bates essentially agreed with the government and said al-Awlaki's father couldn't sue. Even though the judge tossed the lawsuit, he did concede in his written opinion that the case raised serious questions about when the government can target citizens for death without a trial or judicial review. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Elizabeth Edwards died today, only one day after doctors said her cancer treatment was unproductive. The estranged wife of former presidential candidate John Edwards was initially diagnosed with breast cancer in 2004. In an interview with NPR's All Things Considered last year, Elizabeth Edwards said she supported her husband's presidential bid despite revelations of his infidelity.
No marriage is perfect, but we still had so many shared aspirations, not just for ourselves or our family, but for the country.
Elizabeth Edwards wrote two best-selling books and was an advocate for health care reform and the poor. She was 61 years old. Jailed WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is vowing to fight his extradition to Sweden, where he's wanted for questioning in a sexual abuse case. Assange surrendered to authorities in Britain, where he is being held without bail. He could face prosecution in the U.S. for espionage or other offenses for leaking classified U.S. data over the Internet. The group has released a dozen new cables, including details of a NATO defense plan for the Baltic region. This is NPR News. Three prescription drug companies will pay the U.S. government more than $421 million to settle a price-fixing case. Abbott Laboratories, B. Braun Medical, and Roxane Laboratories were accused of inflating prices charged to pharmacies and hospitals for drugs used by Medicare. All three companies denied wrongdoing and said they only had settled to end costly litigation. The Justice Department says it's recovered more than $1.8 billion from pharmaceutical companies accused of overbilling. The Ugandan legislator who wrote a bill that would give the death penalties to homosexuals in his country arrived in the United States today and found his politics are not welcome. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, he was greeted by security guards when he tried to attend an international conference in Washington.
David Bahati says his bill reflects the conservative views of Ugandans, but he found out how unpopular it made him in the United States when he was barred from attending a meeting of the International Consortium of Governmental Financial Management because of his views. Bahati says he's the victim of a smear campaign. He says people may think
that maybe Bahati is another Hitler or Idi Amin of Uganda. I'm not that. I love people. I love gays. But we disagree on how we should approach this issue.
Bahati says he's willing to take the death penalty off the table, though any bill would give jail time to gay men and lesbians in Uganda. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
U.S. stocks closed mixed today once enthusiasm over a tax cut and unemployment deal between the president and Republicans subsided. The Dow fell 3 points. The Nasdaq added three. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.